Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And then there was one. Not surprisingly, Micah Parsons is the last player holding in with week one looming. But Dak Prescott unbothered. This is how it goes in Dallas.
When you're here in this organization, this is just how you see things are done, whether they're right, wrong, or whoever has their view about them. But what I think that does help is allow us to just stay focused on our jobs and us understanding that us putting energy toward any of that doesn't help.
Well, he's a guy that dealt with it last year.
Yes, and we had a CD Lamb situation as well as just what they do.
It's interesting, and we'll talk about this obviously with the other NFL stuff coming up at 7 o'clock, but just quickly on it, this is nothing new. It never changes. And last time I checked, you tell me the last NFL player that sat out an entire year. I mean, these things do get worked out, whether we like them or not. Jerry Jones has a weird way of doing it. I can't argue that, and I wish he wouldn't, you know, go on the Stephen A. Smith show the other day and talk for an hour. The documentary, he's been, you know, I know it was about him, but, like, there's a lot of Jerry, and I totally understand that. But I also know that at the end of the day, he takes care of a hell of a lot more players than he doesn't.
Yeah, people don't understand. He takes care of guys he drafts. And people kind of scoff over that. But also with that, one thing I appreciate about that clip, and I think this should be a universal rule for a lot of ball players in reference to speaking about their teammates' contract situation, keep your hand out of your teammates' pocket, right? Like, you heard Dak kind of do a great job of walking around if Micah deserves the contract or not. He was like, we got to focus on ball. I've been in a situation. I know how frustrating it is. And I think sometimes as players, because they get a mic in front of their face, they feel like they have to say something on the situation. You have to say nothing, right? That's that man's situation. Even though he's an impact player and he's technically the captain next to you, let that situation handle yourself. Because if Dak does speak in that situation, it only adds to whatever the whole circus that's going on around him. So I'm glad Dak kind of just was political about it and stood away from
Very much so.
Yeah. You don't need to name names unless you want to, but were you ever around a teammate who was wrong in a contract fight with the team? Did you ever think a guy was picking the wrong fight or didn't deserve what he was asking for?
I don't necessarily think picking... Well, I'll say this. I think sometimes it was more of the timing of the situation that bothered me, right? Like, I think the offseason has a lot of room to handle things. Picking a fight with the ownership while you're in the mix of trying to, you know, position yourself to make a run during the season, I think that's troublesome because it's a distraction. You get asked about it. The guy's grown to, you know, so I've seen guys handle it.
It's a very weird dynamic from the standpoint of I am not going to argue with anybody who tells me how good Micah Parsons is. I've watched him. I love watching him. He's a great player. Yeah. I have also seen him on the field when the defense gets run over like a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can do that with him. They can do it without him. And I'm not saying that he should go be looking for discounts or anything like that. But if, in fact, they did have this verbal deal worked out back in March, I mean, I tend to think Jones is usually pretty, you know, he's...
I think he's going to honor it. Listen, I'm never going to be... I'm not a Cowboys fan, and I'm never going to jump on a desk with Jerry, but... To our what we're trying to say here is like these things work itself out. He pays his guys, right?
He does.
It's just a matter of when it's a matter of when and how much Micah really is asking for. Because he's asking for.
I'm sure he wants to be the top paid defensive.
Exactly.
And I don't blame him. I get that. But there's also you know the Tom Brady effect. As much, I'm sure he might even have a piece of Gillette these days. Who knows? But the way that he never was ever the top paid quarterback, knowing they needed help, you don't see that often.
Well, his stance was like, I'm in the business of winning Super Bowls, and I need guys around me who are committed and quality players. Like, if we're just paying guys who aren't, you know, if they were just paying me and we don't have guys that kind of go win a game in Pittsburgh in December, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So that's,
and I think it's as much as they have, you know, Dak makes a fortune. And to me, the quarterbacks, I can argue this all we want.
Yep.
They make too much money, quite frankly. But whatever. CeeDee Lamb got his contract. You know, he paid DeMarcus Lawrence back in the day. You can't pay everybody the top dollar and then pay other. It's very difficult. It's a very complicated situation.
Well, they're mad at Jerry because he had an opportunity. He should have paid Dak back in 2018.
Yeah, I know. You know, when he does, he costs himself more money.
That's it.
And the same thing has happened in this case, I'm sure. Yep. It will get worked out at some point. They're not trading him, but it is what it is.
That's what I was going to bring up yesterday, and you're going to get to McLaurin and to Trey Hendrickson, but it seems like most people are giving the Commanders and the Bengals like the mini win in those negotiations. Like, they got more of what they wanted than the players did. I don't think we're going to have that same sentiment when Parsons gets done. It's going to be, again, that the Cowboys cost themselves money by not doing this on a better timeline.
He's going to get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's what we know.
He's also a different contract. Neither one of those guys is ever going to be the highest paid wide receiver or defensive end.
Right.
But that's what he's going for.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.